Adam Smith on CNN this morning said, it's time. Nancy Pelosi should just stop trying to manipulate the Senate, should just send these articles of impeachment over to the Senate that has been dragging on way too long. Everything Adam Smith said in this soundbite is accurate, is the way it should be. But then wait till you hear what happens.
Number three.
Is it time, Chairman?
I think it is. I mean, I understand what the speaker is trying to do, basically trying to use the leverage of that to work with Democratic and Republican senators to try to get a reasonable trial, a trial that would actually, you know, show evidence, bring out witnesses. But at the end of the day, just like we control it in the House, Mitch McConnell controls it in the Senate. I think it was perfectly advisable for the speaker to try to leverage that to get a better deal. At this point, it doesn't look like that's going to happen. And yes, I think it is time to send the impeachment to the Senate and let Mitch McConnell be responsible for the fairness of the trial. He ultimately is.
Okay. Well said. It's time. Let's get this over with. The House shouldn't try to control the Senate. Senate shouldn't try to control us in the House. An hour later, Adam Smith, in an act of fecklessness, sent out a tweet that said, I misspoke this morning. I do believe we should do everything we can to force the Senate to have a fair trial. If the Speaker believes that holding on to the articles for a longer time will help force a fair trial in the Senate, then I wholeheartedly support that decision. So in other words, he said something that was common sense, and then Nancy Pelosi, she must have, you know what, slapped him. And now look, he has no courage of his convictions and had to deny his own words an hour later. It's incredible, incredible. And we're going to come out of this break a little early because I was just talking about Congressman Adam Smith, and he joins us live from Washington, D.C. Congressman, I always appreciate you coming on with me.
Good to talk to you, Dory. How are you?
I'm doing well. I said when I first did the story earlier this afternoon, I said that one of the things I always appreciate about you is you're willing to come on with people who disagree with you. I also have been pretty sharply critical of this little thing with CNN and your tweet later. So just to capsulize. So you went on CNN this morning. You said, it's time for Nancy Pelosi to send the articles of impeachment over to the Senate. You essentially said, the House shouldn't control the Senate. The Senate shouldn't control the House. It's time. Yeah. Right?
No, basically, they asked me, do you think it's time to send the articles of impeachment over to the Senate?
Yes.
And I said two things. I said, first of all, I think it's perfectly appropriate that the Speaker has held these up to try to force McConnell to have a fair process.
Yes.
I said, I think that's the appropriate thing to do. I think we've reached the point where it's obvious that that's not going to happen, and it's probably time to send those articles over. Then I get a bunch of calls from a bunch of constituents saying, you know, why are you not supporting Nancy? Why are you not supporting the process? I say, no, that's not what I'm doing. I'm just saying that it's really a question of timing. I don't question the strategy. We've tried it. We're probably getting to the point where we need to send them over. And the thing that I said in answer to the question that, in retrospect, didn't accurately reflect my opinion was, I didn't mean we have to send them over now. No, I said, I think, you know, but I do think we should send them over. So that's what I corrected. And now everyone's all wigging out about, oh, Nancy called. Nancy didn't call me. Nobody called me, except for a couple of constituents, and I agreed with the assessment. So I said, no, I think we need to send it over. But, you know, if we're going to try to leverage something, that's fine. We're just getting to the point where that probably isn't going to work.
Well,
that's it.
Okay, but Congress, I just played the sound, but I'm not going to take up your time by replaying it again and having you parse it. But I mean, you were pretty unequivocal. You said at the beginning of this clip, which is, I have a 39-second clip here. You said at the beginning and again at the end that, yes, it's time to send it over. And then you said, I misspoke this morning in a tweet an hour later. So were you, when you spoke on CNN, was that not reflective of your true beliefs? Or is the tweet not reflective?
When I answered that question, I had not fully thought through the issue. And what was wrong, what was not reflective of what, upon reflection, I really think, what was wrong was that we need to send it over now. That's what, upon reflection, no, I don't actually agree with that. At the time, I thought we need to send it over. I realized that the timing mattered more than I thought it did when I first answered the question. which was to say, you know, I don't mind the leverage candidate, because that's the way it came back to me. It's what came back to me, sort of what you're saying. Is that Nancy's wrong to try to pressure the Senate? You know, this isn't the right thing. And would you not agree that that does not adequately reflect my opinion? So from the statement that it's time's ended over, people had made the logical leap that, oh, I disagree with Pelosi's strategy. And that's simply not true. So that's what I felt needed to be corrected.
Okay, and this is a bit of a paraphrase, but in the middle of that soundbite, you did suggest that the House should not have undue influence over the Senate, nor should the Senate over the House, and we have a bifurcated Congress because you guys are supposed to be independent. But then in your statement, you are again suggesting that, yes, Nancy Pelosi should use these articles of impeachment to try to somehow leverage how the Senate is going to react to them. And I thought you said earlier that you shouldn't do that.
I would correct the first part of your statement. What I meant when I said, what I said was, at the end of the day, the House will control the House and the Senate will control the Senate. We can't force them to be any different. I wasn't necessarily endorsing that. I wasn't even saying that the House, I mean, my goodness, the House and the Senate are constantly trying to leverage each other to get an authorizing bill, and we did it dozens of times. Oh, I in no way at all would ever say that either the House or the Senate shouldn't try to influence the other more in its direction. God, no, I wouldn't say that. Okay. All I was saying was, at the end of the day, we can't force the Senate any more than they can force us. We have to try to leverage them and persuade them. But if you're interpreting that as me saying that it is wrong for the House to ever try to force the Senate to do anything, then no, I disagree with you on that.
But at the end of the day,
McConnell controls it, and he ought to be responsible for it.
All right. Before I let you go, as chair of the House Armed Services Committee, one other thing I was talking about right before you came on with me, Congressman, was this exchange with Iran, my view, huge win for the United States. We've taken out a bloodthirsty terrorist. Iran apparently tipped us off, said missiles are coming, get your people into hiding. They did this little show of strength for their own people. And now if the president yesterday, Iran's backing down, this whole thing seems like a huge win. And this afternoon, once again, the House is debating whether to limit the president's power. We only got a minute or so, but I want to hear your comment on that.
No, I wouldn't describe it as a huge win, I don't think it's necessarily a huge disaster, but I am worried about the fact that such a consequential military action was taken without in consultation with the House. And also, I don't know what the win is exactly. Iran is still a terrorist.
We took out a terrorist who's killed hundreds of servicemen and women.
Yeah, but there's another general right behind him. What are we going to do to stop Iran's malign influence in the region? And if this strike strengthens Iran, because remember, all these protesters in Iran, prior to this, they were protesting the Iranian government. Now they're protesting the United States. There was a lot of pressure on the Iranian regime that has been taken off. And then the secondary issue is, are we able to stay in Iraq? If this attack on Iraq's sovereignty forces Iraq to kick us out, that's another big win for Iran. So those are the two big concerns I have.
Okay.
Like, yes, it's a good thing that this guy's dead, but the way it was done in many ways takes pressure off the Iranian regime and potentially jeopardizes our relationship with Iraq, further empowering Iran.
Literally 30 seconds here, Congressman. You said, why didn't the president inform Congress? Again, my perception, when you have people, I've heard the rhetoric from Pramila Jayapal, from Ilhan Omar, I'm not sure if they wouldn't have tipped off Iran. I mean, I honestly believe that there are some people who have such hatred for our president that they would do some really diabolical things with that information.
Let me just say one quick thing about that.
Please.
We have a process, and that is the Gang of Eight, as they are called.
Yes.
Chair of Intel, ranking, speaker, majority leader, those eight people, that's their job. And if those eight people are going to go tipping off an adversary, I'd be very surprised if that would happen with those eight people who understand the responsibility that they have.
Congressman, I always appreciate your time. Thanks for coming on with me.
Thanks, Dory.
Congressman Adam Smith, that's it. That's live. And that's the Dory Monson Show. See you tomorrow. Head up.